judge when I looked up there. And I'm not really sure what I was looking at anyway.
Now is the time to act before winter weather sets in. Let the pros at FM Roofing Exteriors give you its written 14-point roof inspection for just $69. They'll come out and do a full inspection to make sure you are safe this winter. And if they find any damage, they can make the repairs before it costs you a whole new roof or maybe even bigger problems. FM Roofing and Exteriors will get to you quickly. FM Roofing serves St. Louis and Illinois, and they're local. Need help fast?
Yeah, like right now.
Yeah.
Go to fmroofingexteriors.com or call 314-632-6723. That's 314-632-6723.
For peace of mind, call FM Roofing.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops. At our house.
314-822-7100.
Experience the Weinstrasse on Missouri's most scenic roadway for an afternoon of fine wine and relaxation at four exceptional family-owned wineries. Visit Sugar Creek and Defiance and Augusta, Montel, and Balducci wineries in Augusta. Sample their award-winning wines and specialty foods with free wine tastings and live entertainment. It's only a short drive from St. Louis and St. Charles County on Highway 94. So, for a weekend getaway or a weekend outing, make plans to travel to the Missouri Weinstrasse soon.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
fucking laughs
from it.
So
get loose and up.
Oh, tis the season.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 23rd edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, where I bank, where we all bank, where you should bank. Your decision, leave it up to you. You like fresh popcorn? Does your bank have it? I doubt it. First Community Credit Union does, but that's not why you want to go there. We're going to give you all kinds of reasons why to go there. We're also going to, for the first time this year, throw out our, I don't know how else to describe it, F-word warning. It's been going on far too long. Over 50 years they've gotten away with this. We're trying to put a stop to it.
Hey!
But let's put a start to all of this with a round of introductions. At the control board, it is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with the end of the year coming up, and maybe you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Hello to this chick, Tina Dalpiez. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Oh, fine. Hi, everybody.
Doesn't sound like it. Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy has been over there writing and filling out. He's working on some kind of petition, and he's been working on this for weeks. He's trying to rename a town over in Illinois.
Really?
And he wants to get legal... the legal okay to put it near another town and hit. You want your town to be called effing what?
Cheese.
Effing Cheese, Illinois. Wow. He wants it right next to Effingham.
Alton. Oh, next to Alton.
No, he wants Effingham and Effing Cheese. He thinks they should be right next to each other.
Good luck with that, rat boy. Yeah.
How about Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra? Dark-haired blonde things rubbing off on you guys.
Yeah.
You didn't even pick up on the effing ham and effing cheese.
Oh, I knew what was coming up.
Wow. Just gets sadder by the day.
It was a joke. That was a joke.
Brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Saturday morning. I would think this is a time of year when a lot of people want to grab a little extra cash, get rid of something you don't need anymore that somebody else does need. A good place to do that is the yard sale. 7 to 9 o'clock. Paul Warner is your host. He'll be back this Saturday. He had to take last Saturday off. There was a death in the family, so you can welcome Paul back by throwing something on the air that somebody might need and pick some, as Mike Evans would say, some cash for your bad self. Get yourself some cash for the holiday season. First Community Credit Union also wants you to know that if you use your First Community credit card for holiday shopping this weekend, now to the 28th, meaning tomorrow, it starts tomorrow through the 28th, you get 1.99% rate on your purchases. That's a very low credit card rate. So use that First Community Credit Union credit card this weekend. And if you don't bank with us, we invite you to join us. It's up to you. It's not a hard thing to do to say goodbye to your old bank. And hello to First Community Credit Union. If you read at all the articles about banking and you follow, this is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. It is one of the most successful financial institutions in the country, and there are lots of reasons why. You feel safe and secure, like you're getting really good service and very competitive rates. All that is at First Community. FirstCommunity.com. Now, I got one email. A guy disagreeing with me about what I said about the pepper spray for the sit-in Occupy Wall Street people, and only one, and it was well done, and I appreciated the email. He wasn't a nut, but he disagreed, and he said in his email he didn't think the police had any right to spray those people because there's no law against making a statement. They didn't get sprayed for making a statement. They got sprayed for noncompliance. They broke the law. There's no law against... I wrote him back and I said, look, there's no law against me sitting in my car. But if I'm sitting in my car and a police officer says three or four times, step out of the car, and I don't, something else is going to happen. You can't go through your life being defiant and breaking the law.
Right.
Isn't pepper spray,
they're lucky
though,
to get away with the pepper spray. And by the way, that was a mid-level, mid-grade pepper spray. That was not the most severe that can be used. That was sort of just in the middle, between the weakest and the strongest. What was
I thought that was reserved just for somebody that's showing violence back towards the police, though. Or
what would you do with people arms locked together, sitting down and not moving when you had a judge's order, court order, to leave the premises? You're in violation. You're breaking the law. How would you remove them?
Handcuff them?
Well, okay, to handcuff them and get their arms unlinked, you're going to have to use force and maybe break somebody's arm.
And then you have
to... You can't
to,
win if you're
no,
a cop.
You can't. Yeah, no, you, can't, you really can't.
Then you have to physically pick them up and carry them off.
And their arms are locked together, and somebody's going to need a broken arm. I read an article of a former police chief. He says he's looked at this whole case, and he says your other option is to start using physical force to bust these people up and get them to stop locking arms and get up and move. And somebody's going to get a broken arm. You can recover from the spray. Wash your eyes out. An hour or so, you'll be fine. Broken arm? Now you got a different issue. I'm telling you, you're a cop. You can't win. You can't do anything right anymore. Got an interesting thing Saturday. If you want to participate in this on Art Hill Forest Park, anybody that wants to can be part of this. A guy, I talked to him this morning on the phone. His name is Andrew Tessier. He wants to break the Guinness Book of World Records for people simultaneously somersaulting down a hill.
Oh, man.
That's
so
insane.
There's going to be a helicopter shooting footage from above,
And anybody who wants to somersault down Art Hill this Saturday, show up about 11:30. They're going to all roll down at noon.
No, thanks. I'll pass.
No offense to anybody else that wants to go
out there.
I'm
sure lots of people will do this. Because look at all the other goofy stuff you see thousands of people doing.
Oh, so, but now that I'm an adult, though, that the feeling of dizziness...
Oh, man, I don't know if I could somersault.
...is about as bad of a feeling that... I mean, when you're a kid, you never even noticed it. You would roll down a hill on your side, you know, just over and over.
Well, you're going down head first. You're literally tumbling over, tucking your head down.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to thinking about it this morning when I talked to this guy. I thought, could I even... Not one somersault, but I mean... Continuously somersault.
Yeah.
I'd break my neck.
Yeah.
I'd break my neck, and I'd get up, and I couldn't even...
And you'd
be so dizzy.
Yeah. Oh, that's,
but if you like to somersault, and you want to be part of the of the video, which I'm sure will... He's going to have it put immediately on YouTube, and he says we're going to try to set the Guinness record for most people in a simultaneous roll down a hill.
What's the current record?
I have no idea, but he wants to break it, whatever it is. His name, again, is Andrew Tessier. He has a website. It's kind of funny. This guy goes around the world somersaulting, and I went and looked at his site, and it's got video of him somersaulting all over the world.
Oh, I think I've seen that guy.
Why?
Just down along the side of a street?
On beaches. You know, he somersaults into the ocean, just rolls head over heels, boom, down into the water. His website is barrelrollman.com.
I didn't like it when I was a kid.
Barrelrollman.com.
Hey, why do they call it somersault?
Well, because you can't do it in the winter because the ground's too cold.
Oh.
It's wet and it's snowing.
I think it's a gymnastic term, cartwheel or anything. How did any of those things get a name?
Want to give a quick mention to our friends at Pistols Plus. We won't have an outdoor segment tomorrow because we won't be on the air. But even if we were, we wouldn't have one because we don't have an outdoor segment anymore. So I'm still trying to work out how to fit the Pistols Plus people in here. But don't forget them for gift-giving ideas. If you're anywhere near Lake of the Ozarks in Osage Beach, you want to get in to Pistols Plus on 54. Just as you come into town from St. Louis, Staples is on the left. And just before that, they're on the right. It's a fantastic store. Go in there and you'll find something fun, whether it's a flashlight or a knife or a handgun, a rifle, shotgun, ammo, accessories, archery, all archery stuff. They have a whole lower level and there's an archery expert there and a range and a shooting range for the handguns. Pistols Plus, now with the website, finally, pistolsplusguns.net. That's just... I hate doing this every year because I feel dirty after we do it, but we're still the only ones that do it. After all these years, we've been doing this for 25 years, and no other station will join in. It's like you try to get people to let's all hold hands and do this together. No, they won't
acknowledge it.
They won't acknowledge
anybody.
They turn a deaf ear.
Yeah.
And over the years, we've found a couple of songs, too. Eartha Kitt, too.
Yeah. Well, the others may turn a deaf ear. Mm. Not us. We're taking a stand, and we are relentless. We are going to keep calling attention to this fact that for 60 years, this Brenda Lee, who was a big, big hit, she had a lot of hits and was a hit herself and a sensation in the 50s and 60s as a primarily country/pop singer, and she did that Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree with, it couldn't be clearer, the F word.
Mm.
Couldn't be clearer.
No.
Not altered in any way. This is the way you buy it. When you buy it, we hear it all year played places. Nobody, it's like nobody wants to get involved.
In malls, at department stores,
with
everywhere.
Children. In malls with children walking.
Everywhere.
Waiting in line for Santa.
Just wait till you hear it out of Black Friday shopping.
Well,
you'll hear
if anybody's new to the show and they never noticed it before, it's almost subliminal, but not really. Here it is. Be warned, and it's perfectly legal because the FCC has been playing a song for years. Let me have some of that effing pie. That's what you hear on here. Listen for yourself.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie.
There it is.
Wow.
Could it be clearer?
Nope.
Wow.
Right around the Christmas tree.
Can we do the Eartha Kitt
this
one?
World we live in. This world
we live in.
That's
more Christmas time.
Yeah, like, Dan, it's not Christmas yet.
Oh, okay.
But
of course, this song is
time.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, so it's Christmas. He's got a point. This is a Christmas song, too. I didn't know there was a turkey-eating championship. I knew there was a hot dog-eating championship. There is a turkey-eating contest, and we have a winner. Her name is Sonia Thomas. She's 42. She lives in Alexandria, Virginia. She ate a 10-pound turkey, all of it but the bones, in 10 minutes.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
She weighs 105 pounds.
Oh. I've seen her. She's the Black Widow of the eating circuit.
That's what she's called. Her nickname is the Black Widow. One of her competitors, one of the people she was up against, was Eric Booker. Eric weighs 400 pounds.
She
out-ate him. She out-turkey-ate this 400-pound guy. And they interviewed him, and he says, man, I am in awe of her ability to eat so much. He's 42. He took second place. And she ate literally like a pound more than even the guy in second place. Now, Booker, the 400-pound guy, said he trains for these events, and he said he prepared for the turkey-eating contest by eating 2 heads of boiled cabbage the night before. I couldn't even get down 2 heads of boiled cabbage.
Wouldn't that
clean you out?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
It cleans your system out.
How can she do that with her? Doesn't that rip right through her stomach?
She says she doesn't train at all. She said there is no training. That's ridiculous. She just went in and started eating. She has 24 world eating records at 105 pounds. She holds 24 records. She holds the record for eating more oysters than anybody else, more cheesecake. And all kinds of stuff.
Jeez.
She says, that's right, Rad Boy. She says it's a mind game. And there's no training. You just focus. And if you don't focus and you allow yourself to think you're getting full, then you'll slow down. Well, easy for her to say, I guess.
Yeah, it usually is not related to size, because the guy that wins the hot dog one every year is just a normal. Aww. Joey Chestnut, he's a normal weight guy, 180 maybe.
Yeah, he's not... The second place guy says, I just ripped the bird apart and started eating the innards. He says, I think I ate the wishbone by accident. She says, my style is more delicate. She said, I just strip away handfuls of meat and stuff them in my mouth between gulps of water. Total weight of meat that she ate. This is kind of interesting because it lets you know how much of a 10-pound turkey, how much of that weight is bone. 5.25 pounds was turkey meat.
Wow.
The rest was bone. So essentially half of it.
And then they're still sleeping today.
Yeah,
the tryptophan.
Her prize was $1,581, and it was sponsored, here's a big surprise, by Wild Turkey Whiskey.
Oh.
That was the sponsor.
So they just all start out with the same weight turkey?
In 10 minutes, it's how much you can eat.
So
they're all prepared exactly the same.
So whoever has the least amount left on the chick...
After 10 minutes, yeah. That's pretty much...
One has more meat or one has more bones.
They weigh what's left.
All identical turkeys when they start.
They're all exactly the same weight. So when it's over, they weigh. And if you have the least weight that's left, then you ate the most and you win.
Okay. Well,
there you go. Somebody put out a great list of sounds that kids today have never heard. And I would say kids, we could go all the way up to 18 years old. Sounds they have never heard. Rotary dial phone.
They
don't know what that sounds like. The sound of a manual typewriter. That ding, ding,
yeah.
They've never heard that. They've never heard a coffee percolator.
Yeah.
Remember the commercial? Doodle, doodle, doodle.
Yeah. My grandparents had one.
Everybody had one. They've never heard the sound of a flash cube going off, because it did make a sound. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like a soft explosion.
Yeah.
They've never heard the sound of a TV channel selector. Clunk, clunk,
clunk, clunk.
They have never heard a gas station bell when you run over
the bell.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Some still have them in small towns. They still have that black tube out there that you drive over.
Yeah. Yeah. They say most kids have never, they don't know what you're talking about.
Do you remember jumping on it when you were a kid? And
Hey,
get off of that!
Because that's how they measured number of customers.
Yeah.
Or when they were inside busy, they knew a customer was outside.
They've never heard a TV station sign off. This concludes our broadcast day. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Midnight, they'd go off the air, and then you'd hear that tone and that goofy, whatever that thing
test
was.
Test pattern thing. Cool.
Oh, they played a national anthem, I think. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And they'd show a flag. Pian, I can't believe you remember that.
Stations still went off the air when I was a kid. I remember
than we thought. Yeah. They've never heard the sound of a cash register. They've never heard a film projector. They've never heard a broken record. So when they hear that, they don't know what that is. When they hear that in a commercial or something, what the heck is that noise? That's what a broken record sounded like. So things they've never heard. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, every year we do this. I think it's been about a year, and it's a good wintertime joke. We really haven't had any snow yet, but some parts of the country have. So this takes place the back lawn of the White House. And try to picture, if you would, a bright moonlit night and a fresh fallen snow. And the President of the United States, President Barack Obama, gets up. He's having trouble sleeping. 4 o'clock, still dark, but a bright full moon. And he looks out, and the moonlight is glistening off the snowflakes. It's beautiful. And it's a perfect layer of untouched, no prints, no tracks, no just blanket of snow. But it's not. There's something very, very wrong. And he spots it in the snow, and he grabs binoculars. And as he takes a closer look, he can see that in the snow, in yellow, is written Nobama for president.
Oh.
N-O-B. He's furious. He calls the Secret Service. They rush up to the living quarters, the family quarter. Mr. President, what's wrong? He says, take a look at this. Take a look at that. Yellow snow, and somebody has written Nobama for president? I think I know who this is. I know exactly who this is. He wants this job, and he's not going to get it. I'll fix him. Here's what I want. Call the FBI. Get your guys and the FBI together. I want a handwriting expert to do a handwriting analysis of that writing in the snow, and I want a urine expert do a urinalysis, scrape up some of that snow, melt it down, get that urine. I want to know whose urine and handwriting this is. Then we got our guy, and I know who it is. I guarantee you. Yes, Mr. President, they rush off to follow through with the assignment. Later that day, he gets a call. Secret Service is ready with results. He takes them right into the Oval Office. He closes the door. He says, all right, what do you got for me? They say, well, Mr. President, we have what I think might be some good news and confirm your suspicions, and we have some bad news. He says, let's have it. Come on, let's have it. What do you got? What's the good news? He said, well, your analysis confirmed that this is the urine of Joe Biden. He says, I knew it! I knew it! I knew it! Joe Biden. What's the bad news? He says, well, the bad news is the handwriting is Michelle's.
Oh, my gosh.
She just got it.
Oh, man.
Finally got it.
Joke
She's
delay.
On a delay.
He's on a joke delay.
Lane is on punchline delay.
Joke delay.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Traffic is sponsored by John Buell Roofing. Hey, Tim. How's it going?
I'm sorry. I had to join in the laugh.
It's okay.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Things are getting better around town rapidly, but we do have one major problem. On southbound 270 at Ladue, an accident has two left lanes blocked. Traffic is jammed up from Dorset down through Ladue, and then it's heavy again from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown, eastbound 40, great run to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70, still slowing from Salisbury to 10th Street. Now, westbound 5570, that's slowing midway between 3rd Street and Tudor to the Poplar Street Bridge. And westbound 70, still a little slow traffic between 370 and T.R. Hughes. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Kohl's opens at midnight Thursday with over 500 early bird specials. And get not just $10 Kohl's cash, but for the first time ever, $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. No limits. See store for details. Kohl's. Expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon and the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, George Weber. This year, Weber Chevrolet is having our first ever car and truck Black Friday sale. That's right. This Friday, we are opening our doors at 5 a.m. From 5 till 9, you can get the lowest prices on Chevrolets in the entire country, guaranteed. We have new Cruises for $12,900, new Malibus for $14,900, and new Silverados for just $14,900. You heard right. Cruise for $12,900, Malibu for $14,900, and Silverado for $14,900. These are not gimmicks. There is no catch. Everyone qualifies, but you only have till 9 a.m. At 9, the prices go up by $1,000, and that's still less than you'll find anywhere else. These prices are good for the rest of the day Friday and all day Saturday. So, 9 to 7 on Friday and 9 to 6 on Saturday, you'll pay $13,900 for a Cruise, $15,900 for a Malibu or Silverado, the lowest prices in the country. But from 5 till 9 Friday morning, you pay even less. Just $12,900 for a Cruise, $14,900 for a Malibu or Silverado. And these are not the only deals. Check out WeberChevrolet.com for more Black Friday savings on all new and pre-owned vehicles. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are at WeberChevrolet.com. See you at 5 a.m.
Every time you pull up to your home, you notice it. Your neighbors notice it too. Your paint is chipping, peeling, fading. So you're going to paint your house yourself? I don't think so. You're going to pay someone else every few years to paint? That makes no sense. The solution? RhinoShield, a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line, with RhinoShield, you will never have to paint your house again. Guaranteed. Perfect for wood, brick, stucco, even vinyl. And unlike vinyl, no mold, no mildew, no kidding. Call today for your free estimate. 877-25-RHINO. It's more affordable than you think. 877-25-RHINO.
Don't paint, don't vinyl, go RhinoShield. Never paint your house again. RhinoShield.
RhinoShield is more affordable than you think. For your free estimate, call 877-25-RHINO. Or on the web at 877-25-RHINO.com.
If your home is in danger of foreclosure, then it's crucial that you listen to the following message. St. Louis Home Retention Group is the only local company that specializes in loan modifications. What's a loan modification? It's a program that could enable your lender to cut the interest rate on your current loan all the way down to 2%. But it's a complicated process. Call the loan modification experts at St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121. Here's Steve Scallerin, the president of St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Our company name says it all. At St. Louis Home Retention Group, we are a company looking to provide you the best chance for a secure future by getting you the lowest mortgage rate you qualify for, helping you put together a qualified loan modification package, or helping you reduce your monthly debt to a payment you are comfortable with.
St. Louis Home Retention Group. Visit them online at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com or call now at 636-527-5121. That's 636-527-5121. Don't give up hope. Call St. Louis Home Retention Group now.
Put a little pop into your holiday season.
Get set for the most snacktastic grand opening in town.
St. Louis Popcorn Company. Located at 13th and Washington in the heart of downtown.
And online at stlpopcorn.com.
Stop in or log on today and discover the ultimate grand opening special.
For a limited time only, you can order a one-gallon, single-flavored holiday gift tin for only $25.
10 scrumptious flavors to choose from.
Including gourmet classics like caramel, cheese, and Chicago mix.
Not to mention a variety of mouth-watering new recipes like vanilla curry caramel, caramel with nuts, and the amazing chocolate Vicks.
Hurry, log on to stlpopcorn.com, browse through the delicious options, and then pre-order the perfect holiday gift for your friends, family, clients, and coworkers.
Or stop in at 1300 Washington Avenue in the city. Sample the flavors and place your order right there on the spot.
St. Louis Popcorn Company and STLPopcorn.com.
Poppin' fresh gourmet flavors daily.
Oh! This is so good. Can I have some more?
Shop Lowe's for incredible Black Friday savings. Take home an 18-volt DeWalt drill for only $99, a savings of $80. You can also buy a 14-gallon shop vac wet-dry vac for just $29, a savings of $50. For these and more great Black Friday values, shop Lowe's through Monday. Stores open at 5 a.m. on Friday. Or get a head start by shopping at Lowe's.com Thanksgiving Day with free parcel shipping through Monday. Hurry in. Supplies won't last long. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid 11/24 through 11/28.
Problem, your skin is dry, your throat is scratchy, and yow! Static Shock. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable humidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air humidifier, you get the perfect amount of soothing moisture in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's comfortable, it's healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Fresh Air Heating and Cooling, serving St. Louis and St. Charles counties, or visit fresh-air.net.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So, to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Tiny bubble. Normally we say from Southern California, and then, you know, we introduce my Evans. Today we say from right here in St. Louis, Missouri, at a family holiday get-together, is Mike Evans. Still brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, where if you stop in now, grab one of those AM and the PM special squeegees. It's a squeegee special just for you. Beautiful chrome or brushed nickel squeegees. They're $25 squeegee. Yours for $15 because you are AM and the PM and you are special. All right, Thompson Price. .com is the website, showroom on Manchester, about a mile east of 270. Give it up, if you would, please, for Mike Evans.
Hey, man.
270. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
This is not working.
Frank opinion on the radio, if you don't mind.
Yeah. So you're here.
I am.
And who all is here now? It's your daughter, and help us out here. Who all's in town?
It's Natalie and Lucy.
Well, Natalie, we need
Shane,
hold on.
And Paige.
All right, hang on. We can't just say names. We need to explain who these people are. Natalie's your daughter.
Right.
All right.
She's married to Eddie, who works for Enterprise.
All right.
They have two children, Paige and Shane.
Okay.
And also here is Lacey and her husband, who live in Baltimore, mm-hmm. Maryland. They have two children, Ava and Dash.
Well, that's a big gathering.
Yeah, and then my sister, also known as the Toto, mm-hmm. whose real name is Tanya, mm-hmm. and her daughter, Savannah, and her husband, Larry, they live in Leavenworth. Go ahead.
Go ahead and what?
Make some prison comments.
No?
Yeah. Oh, no.
We wouldn't do that.
So they're here, and then the old ex-wife is here too.
Oh boy, that's a big group.
Yeah, they're here, and then Chad, who is the ex-wife's son, but with another man. She was, you know, who knows what she was doing.
Wait, do you guys get along okay?
They're from Florida.
Do you guys get along okay?
We get along great.
No, that's good.
I just hear
we get along great.
I hear potential for a massive fight somewhere in there. Somewhere in
you
all
know
that.
What? It could happen at any time.
Yeah.
Somebody could say something wrong, and there'd be a complete explosion, and all hell break loose.
Yeah, well, let's hope for that.
Let's hope for that.
Man.
Yeah.
It'll make a good story.
It will, yeah. But, you know, it's chilly here, but it's supposed to get nice. Tomorrow and Friday, so you know it's kind of cool. And I'm going to come in Friday. What?
You'll be with Bill Cleveland if you do.
Yeah, Billy will be here.
Maybe I do. We'll see.
Who told you it's supposed to turn nice? Who told you that?
Oh, the
I
next three
the,
or four
I
days.
I saw the weather reports.
Yeah,
65 degrees
and sunny.
And sunny on Friday.
Wow, I didn't see
go
that
out and play golf.
Forecast.
65 tomorrow and 60 like seven or
real
something.
Real nice.
And, yeah. Friday?
How about that?
And then all hell breaks loose.
That's not. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. 66, and you're right. 67 Friday. Yeah, I hadn't bothered to look. You're good time.
A little bit of golf for me, I think.
Good timing.
I don't get enough golf.
Good timing. So what's going on?
Pop quiz question. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is tomorrow. Is it the 55th, the 85th, or the 105th? Macy's Macy's Parade. Answer in a minute. Two movies to review, both of them coming out opening today and tomorrow. First one is Hugo, $170 million fantasy. Martin Scorsese directs. It's set in 1930 Paris. An orphan who lives in a train station. His father has left him a machine. His father died in a fire. Left him this automation machine, and he wants to get it fixed to find out if it's a time machine. Ben Kingsley is in it, does a great job. The kid is great. His name is Asa Butterfield. 130 minutes. The only problem with it, too long. But still, I liked it. Hugo, 3 stars. Also opening up this weekend, Muppets. Jason Segel and Amy Adams.
Yeah, hating Amy Adams.
Come on, it's Amy Adams is a hot pocket.
Yeah, she is.
She's darling. They are fans of the Muppets. They go to Los Angeles. They find out that the Muppet Studio is being closed. They're going to drill for oil underneath it. So they decide to go after and find the Muppets and reunite. Get the Muppets together. Gonzo's a plumber, and Miss Piggy is a plus-size fashion editor for Vogue magazine. Kermit is retired but very unhappy, and misses every. They all get together to save the Muppet Studio. Best movie out right now. 3.5 stars. It's really, really good. The whole family will enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm going to go see this. This sounds really good. Everybody says it's great.
It's a great movie. Thanksgiving, where some stars are going to be Thanksgiving. Robert Downey Jr. plays golf every Thanksgiving in Palm Springs. He was playing golf when he got arrested for drugs and the prostitute. Remember that when that happened a few years ago?
Yeah.
Past the drugs, he's past the prostitute. His wife's having another baby, Susan. Their son, Indio, named Indio because the baby was conceived in Indio. He goes to Palm Springs every Thanksgiving. Olivia Wilde.
Hello.
Yeah. And Jake Gyllenhaal, they've hooked up, and they're having Thanksgiving at Jake Gyllenhaal's family's house with, I'm sure with his sister, Kelsey Grammer, Rob Lowe, Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
They are all feeding the hungry at one of those homeless shelters tomorrow, which I think is kind of nice. When I get to say something nice about celebrities, I like to do it. And tomorrow, football. Anybody going to be watching some football tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
I would imagine so. Yeah.
That'll be a good game tomorrow. What is it, Lions and Packers, right?
Well, the Lions and Packers, the Cowboys play Miami, but the big game is going to be the Harbaugh Bowl. Jim Harbaugh and John Harbaugh, for the first time ever, two brothers coaching against each other in the NFL as head coaches. John Harbaugh, the coach of the Baltimore Ravens. Jim Harbaugh, the coach of the San Francisco 49ers. Both are great teams. It's going to be a great game, so that's kind of cool, too. There's a story out of Hawaii that some of the players may have been involved in shaving points and throwing the games purposely to win money with gambling. That carries a death penalty. That's true. That is a huge story coming out of Hawaii. The FBI is investigating that story. And finally.
Oh.
The FBI is investigating that story.
Wow.
And finally. Well, that sounds pretty good on the radio.
Yeah, you sure do, Mike.
Cool. All right, the Macy Day Parade. Is it the 55th, the 85th, the 105th parade?
Tina.
85th.
I think it's the 105th.
85th.
I'm going to go 85th.
The answer is the 85th.
Happy yeah.
Thanksgiving! Talking on the Flipper, I'm Mike Evans. We're live.
Who was the dumb one who didn't get it?
Jim Huer.
No, who was
it?
Tina got it. I got
Jim
it.
Huer.
I got it.
I believe it was you.
Yeah, it was.
And it wasn't. I don't think it was originally Macy's. The Gimbel's, I think. Did it before Macy's.
Gimbel's was their big competitor, right?
I think it was always Macy's.
Yeah, it was always Macy's.
I don't think so.
Because back in the day of
I will check
Miracle on 34th Street, it was Macy's.
You can check into this, Pion. I know there was something about Gimbel's before Macy's, but we'll look into it. Something very nice that the Matheny folks are doing for people who are having a tough time struggling paying their gas bill. I've told you before, they have never run a gas line out where I've 25 years I've lived where I live. There's no, if you want gas, you have to get a propane tank, which is what we did because we wanted to convert the fireplaces to gas. But a lot of people rely on gas for their heat. And sometimes it's tough to pay the bills. So here's what the Matheny is doing for the rest of the year. Every service call they make, they will donate $5 of the diagnostic fee to Laclede Gas and their Dollar Help program. So this is going to be a whole bunch of $5 bills that Laclede Gas gets from Matheny, because they're going to do a lot of business as the weather turns colder. This little fluke freak 65, 66 degree thing, you know what? It ticks me off that he comes here and it's 66, 67 degrees. That bugs me. It should be 10 when he's here. Just when he's here. And this guy goes to Hawaii, lives in Southern California, and even when he comes to the Midwest in the winter, like, the sun follows
him.
It's
a nice break.
Yeah, it's something's wrong there. It's not going to stay that way. It's going to be cold, and you got to call somebody when you have trouble, or if you just want regular maintenance. Why not make it a great family business like Matheny? Matheny Heating and Cooling. Don't worry about the brand. They work on everything. Your business, your home, residential, commercial, doesn't matter. If you're in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, they would love to become your heating and cooling company. And if you tell them you're AM and the PM, you get 15% off the first service call. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 314-727-9000. Matheny Heating and Cooling.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hey, Tim.
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, they've moved that accident on southbound 270 at Ludu off to the exit, so that exit is partially closed, but the lanes are fully open. You're still slow from Dorset down through 40 and then Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Everything else is pretty well thinned out. You do have a little heavy traffic still on westbound 70 in pockets between Mid Rivers Mall Drive and T.R. Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Kohl's opens at midnight Thursday with over 500 early bird specials, and get not just $10 Kohl's cash, but for the first time ever, $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. No limits. See store for details. Kohl's. Expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Okay, the turkey's in the oven. The stuffing is ready.
KTRS is cooking up another feast full of newsmakers, classic laughs, and Black Friday survival tips.
Gobble, gobble.
It's the Big 550's Big Thanksgiving Day Bash. It all starts tomorrow morning at 5 with ABC's Shopping for Kids. Then it's a full day filled with our greatest hits, including the best of McGraw at 6 a.m. Then our holiday movie extravaganza.
Back inside, put on a swimsuit.
Our best of hits from Steve Cochran, J.C. Corcoran, Frank O'Pinion, and Sports Night. This Thanksgiving, go over the river and through the woods with the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Summer's over. It's definitely a lot cooler. The kids are back in school, and the holidays are just around the corner. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. Don't let another holiday go by wishing you would have replaced your outdated flooring, especially if you are going to have company for the holidays. For more than 70 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. You'll also find the most knowledgeable sales staff and expert union craftsmen to install your floor. And don't forget, we're experts at sanding and refinishing your existing hardwood floor to make it look the way it did the day it was installed. So drop by one of our showrooms and let our flooring specialists help make your holiday floors beautiful. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or visit us online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Go to Facebook.com, search the Big 550, load our page, then click like.
Who says politics is boring?
A tip for better living from KTRS.
Attention players, Casino Queen now has $2 blackjack and 25-cent roulette, plus the loosest slots in the country. Have more fun at Casino Queen. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Game subject to availability.
Kohl's opens at midnight Thursday with over 500 early bird specials. Get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. No limits. See store for details. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Coming up on KTRS Tonight with Steve Cochran.
It's Thanksgiving Eve, and whether you're the traditional type that opens your Thanksgiving turkey on Thanksgiving morning, or if you jump right in on Thanksgiving Eve because you just can't wait, I know your giblets and my giblets are no different than their giblets, and we'll be talking about Thanksgiving and other things when we get together under the turkey.
KTRS Tonight, right after Frank O'Pinion at 6 on the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
All right, they claim they found some stuff from this show good enough to play on Thursday to call it Best Of.
What?
Let's see. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.